Hello, everybody. Welcome to my second show. Finally, it's been a long while. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is your host, John Ong. Again, I'm sorry about that long delay. I really try to have my second show up as hopefully within a week, but that obviously didn't happen. I just got a second job and was really busy. And so I'm going to try to get that done, whenever I can. I'm going to try to strive for once a week. But before I get too far into the show, first of all, before I forget, it's almost, while I'm recording this, it's almost Wednesday. It's right now, it's Tuesday night. Almost midnight. There's like 8 more minutes to midnight. And so I just want to say happy birthday to my friend Michael. And I got your email today, and I hope that you are doing very well. I know that you're doing very well according to your email, so I'm glad to hear that. And happy birthday. And I won't tell everybody how old you are, but I know you'll have a great birthday tonight, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Moving along, I remember last time I just jumped into the show without talking much about how to actually get my, the XML feed and all that. So I'm going to talk briefly about that. But first of all, I want to tell you what podcasting is. For those who are already listening to this, you're probably okay with what podcasting is. But for those whom I just sent out email to saying, hey, check this out, you probably don't know what podcasting is. And I want to make this experience as truly a podcasting experience as possible to everyone. That would mean not only can you listen to the show off my blog, which is online.johnong.com, and online spelled O-N-G-L-I-N-E dot johnong.com. Besides, I kind of lost my thought there, but so this is how it is. I'm going to post a show that is recorded and then turned into an MP3 format, and I'm going to post it on my blog. And when you go onto my blog, you can actually click on the online podcast and actually listening to the MP3 file right off the net. But I want to make this, I'm actually encouraging you to make this as much a podcasting experience as possible. So if you would like to actually do it, the best way of doing it at this moment is to go to ipodder.org. That is ipodder.org, and I will put that on my blog also, along with this MP3 file of the show. I will put the show notes up on my blog as well, so you can click on the link to ipodder.org and actually learn more about what ipodder.org will actually teach you how to make full use of this whole posting of MP3 on my web blog. And I don't want to get into too much of the detail about how to do it, because you'll learn the best way of doing it through ipodder.org. So for those who are aware and know how to subscribe to the show already, the show online podcast, then you probably know that I have already added an XML feed on my blog. So I will also mention that on my show notes, that the XML feed is up there, and all you have to do is just click on that XML icon up on the top right corner of my blog. So that's about that. And I also added another email link so that you can get in touch with me. If you already know me in person, so you probably already know my email address. But if you don't, if you're a new listener, then you can actually email me using this email address. It is online@gmail.com. That's online, O-N-G-L-I-N-E, at gmail.com. So if you do that, I'll be able to get your email. And if you have any suggestion or any idea or criticism or comments or whatever, you can definitely comment on my blog, but you can also send me an email if you don't want that message to be posted on my blog and have everybody be able to read that. So, next thing on my list here that I want to talk about is the possibility of this show, this online podcast. Is it possible that it's the first Asian podcast? I know I still haven't really gone into speaking in Chinese or Malay or any of that sort, but I haven't really used Asian languages yet, but I know I will. In the meantime, because it's such a new show, I would like to have everybody understand more, a little bit more about the show before I get into that. But later on in the show, I'm going to actually talk about that. I'll talk about how confusing it could be if you are a Malaysian because you actually use more than one language. So, is it possible that the show online podcast is the first Asian podcast? I know that I heard from Adam Curry's show, he was introducing a few, you know, he's always talking about new shows, and one of them is actually a Spanish podcast, so that was probably the first Spanish podcast, but I'm not sure if this is actually the first Asian podcast. So I'm going to have to see if you know of any other Asian podcasts, let me know. This is... it's going to be in multiple Asian languages plus in English. So I know I mentioned that in my first show, actually, I talk about what other languages that I could possibly be, you know, having a conversation with a friend, a guest, or actually host the show or talk about things in that language. And, you know, in Hokkien, definitely, that's my mother tongue. I'm going to be using Hokkien a whole lot. In fact, part of the show next week is actually, next week, hopefully, the next show, whenever that is going to be talking to my brother about our Halloween experience in Hokkien. So, and then very possibly in Mandarin, also very possibly in Cantonese. So, or a combination of all the above. And so it's kind of difficult. I was going to post my show up for the directory on iPod.org on the directory for all the new shows, but I don't really know how to categorize this show. It is a blog, but as far as language-wise, I don't really know where to go with that because it is not really a, you know, it's going to be in Asian languages. So I don't really know how to call it. So I just thought that the best way of categorizing that would be Asian podcast. And whether or not it is an Asian point of view, Asian language, Asian stuff, Asian food or whatever, this is, you know, part of the stuff that I'm going to talk about. So I'm just going to call it the Asian podcast. So, you know, it very well could be the first Asian podcast. So I have, as I was thinking more about the show, I actually thought about a few other things that I might actually include in the show also. That is, maybe my target audience could be students, Malaysian students, very, very likely Singaporean students, even maybe some, you know, somebody from Hong Kong or Taiwan. That would work also if you understand the language that I'm using at that point. So I don't, you know, the main language that I'm going to be using is probably still going to be English. I thought that I was going to be hosting the whole show in other languages, but maybe I will. Depends on the show. At this point, I think I'm just going to stay with English. Then I'll probably, you know, break into, you know, any dialect that I think it's appropriate at that time. So that's my thought. And so let's see, what do I have next? I was actually, you know, going to start the show way before midnight. It's already midnight now. I was going to start the show before midnight, but, you know, right now it's past midnight and I'm still doing it. But the reason is because every time I get onto iChat, you know, I get into my computer and I'll get into launch my iChat, and then I'll actually talk to a few people. So I talked to Gwen. She was in the car driving, but using her her sidekick, and actually chatted with me for a while. And then Zhang Yong got online and actually talked to Zhang Yong for a little bit. So that's partly why I got a little late, but I enjoyed the chat and actually talked to Zhang Yong about that, and he's probably gonna go listen to it, listen to my podcast. So that's a good thing. I know I've been rambling. It is already about almost 12 minutes now. Not a whole lot of other stuff. Just kind of wanted to put my second show out there, letting you know a few things about what happened since November 4th, my first podcast. So I have another thing that's on my list, but I'm not going to talk about that because I don't think I have time. And also, I've been looking into playing music. I talked on my first show that I like music, you know, and I'm a singer. I love music, so I would like to try to put some sort of music in my show. So one of the places that I actually told you about was iCompositions.com, that I would probably be using some music from them. Or another place that I found is probably through IndieFeed, that I'm subscribed to, actually. So I do get some really cool, funky music that I actually enjoy a whole lot. So I'm actually be playing that for you if I feel like it, you know, it's appropriate for the show, or if I enjoy the tune a lot, and then I'll let you know where you can get those music from. That would actually kind of solve that whole music side of the show that I was talking about, you know, whether or not to use the RIAA music and all that, and what was the legality issue and all that. And I actually heard that from a few podcasters out there about using copyrighted music and all that kind of stuff, RIAA music. Anyway, moving along, I have this thing. Okay, I'm calling my tip. This is like my tip section. I've been thinking about this for a long time, even before I have a channel to do a show like this. I'm a very good shopper. So I know my prices. I always research before I purchase anything. I would have to compare from places to places. So stuff that I buy might not be the cheapest, but you know, at least I do my research. But I hope that it's the cheapest and the most quality, also the highest quality, but at the cheapest price. So I'm a good consumer, I think. So my tip for this show is about a phone card. As I said, that, you know, some people might be interested in, some people who are listening to the show might be, you know, international students, or if you are if you ever use a phone card to call a foreign country, this might be a good tip for you. So I will post the link also on my show notes. You can go to online.johnong.com and actually see the link that I'm going to talk about, the phone card that I'm going to talk about. It is called ecallchina.com. And don't let the name fool you. It does not only they don't only sell phone card for you to call China. It actually sells, you can actually call anywhere in the world, mostly everywhere, in anywhere that you can think of. And the place, the, you know, the country that I call the most obviously is Malaysia. So this is my tip. If you go there, their website is ecallchina.com, but I want you to take the link that I'm going to put on my website, because it, you'll get a 50 cents discount off of the $20 or whatever. I think it's $20 phone card. It will give you 50 cents off. So follow that link. Follow that link that I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put on my show notes, and then buy your phone card there. I just want to make sure that I do not get any money from them. Well, I do get some kind of discount or whatever, because that link is through my account, and therefore I'm kind of recommending that to other people, and therefore I get like a few cents or whatever. There's some sort of deal there. But that's not why I'm saying this on the show. Well, it could be, but that's not the main reason why I'm telling you that. The main reason why I'm telling you that is because I want you to go out there and use it, because I think I have done enough research that I should be able to share the fruit of my labor to actually to share it with all of you. So if you go there, look for this specific phone card. In fact, I've researched a whole lot. In fact, I found out about that card, that particular calling card, not even through eCall China. I actually found out that card through this other website called, what is it, United Phone Union Telecard or something. And then a few days later, after I purchased $10 trial of that card, I'm still using that as it's good, and you know, it's cheap. So, but a few days later, I found out that eCall China now has that same carrier. It's actually by IDT. It's called the IDT Super Quick Pinless Call Phone Card. And if you select that option, then you can actually go into your, on your browser, you can actually go into the country that you do call. Now, it has to be from the United States. Everything is, this phone card works for people who are in the United States and you want to call elsewhere. That's why I thought of the international students would be great. So you can pick a country that you'll be calling from the United States. And for instance, Malaysia, it's only It's 2.6 cents to call Malaysia. So a $20 card would actually give you 740 minutes. So that's really good, because the last time I was using another card, it was like 3.7, and previously it was like 5.7. Now it's 2.6 cents. Sometimes you kind of have to test your luck out. This is obviously a new card for me also. So, you know, bear in mind that if you want to start using it, you want to observe to see if the quality is good, if you have a lot of problem or not. Sometimes when you call the excess number, you cannot get through the excess number. So you might want to try it out. I'm still trying it out, but I'm just letting you know that it's actually quite cheap. It's 2.6 cents per minute to call Malaysia from the USA. And if you call a cell phone or a handphone, in Malaysia we call it a handphone, it will be a little bit more expensive. It's almost, you know, like twice the rate. So go to ecallchina.com and choose the IDT phone card. The full name is IDT Super Quick Pinless Call Phone Card. There you go. And that's my tip for you. And obviously wouldn't be doing the tip in a very specific language, then some people might be missing it out, might be missing out the information. So, but okay, I'm going to break into Hokkien now just for a little bit. So, 当我跟你讲话时，我跟你讲讲乌克兰啊，不是讲讲乌克兰，我讲讲我诶啊，我录第八遍的话说。所以当今天呢，录音那是录听的我第几的说了，那第一天，当我第一天的我头几的说，那是录听的我第几的说呢？录第一天的录啊。But don't appear to the white show. But anyway, wa sa jana la bui ka na si li yo gong gen wai lang li na si li tian de zi li wai podcast li lui sai email ha wai email si online at gmail.com. That's online ONGLINE at gmail.com.你可以去我的 blog 看一看我的 email 下面问你要大家到底有没有 email 好啊、这次 I hope that 我的 friends 跟我的 Penang 的 friend 不能听到我的 podcast 啦哈像个 I think the best candidate for 这类 show 就是 those people 有用、用 broadband 的人但是你不用 broadband 的我们在里特别单个其实该 download 了啦啊 ，but 应该是 MP3 应该是比较减少这 space 不咯，所以那是录 IT 啊，录在去 iPod.org， 他刚才我跟你讲，你去看看 iPod.org， 安装就会 automatically download 录的，download 这首。这只 friend 啊，我这只 friend 到底 Malaysia 不是想个光汉啊，唔知光汉在一天啊，光汉的本。本多做 online 咪嘅，唔在意听。讲下啦，隔了即美琪啦，到 Singapore， 爱你啦，嘉明啦，惠斯啦，林丽啦，林丽的对听，林丽个 still 的这边，所以林丽也听啊。仙药，我们在这边是仙药，仙药都记得咯。安装的歌舞台的李小石了，还是录那是。For some reason, 听到这首都卡没 email 我啦，跟我讲对消息，在古堡听到对消息，我们在都读到了到 Australia， 还是到 Penang， 还是读到了。So 那是 ，let's see， 那是录，what is it？ 那是播，那是播，播用跟乱讲话呢，那是用。阿嬷讲话，用 English 讲就是不咪亲切呢咯，所以那是用福建话讲咧，都拉萨才较亲切呢。So， 差不多点先会搞啊，当今二十分钟，差不多23分钟啊，我20个分钟就 hopefully 会做了啦。那是半点钟，一两分比较紧啦。那是讲如有听到这个 show， 如苏格听这个 show， 那是你是 Malaysian， 那是 Taiwanese， 还是 Singaporean， 听要听讲我讲福建话呢，如本会使叫你 friend subscribe 来听啦。我当时讲冇话，我当时讲福建话，特别我当时佢讲讲话是河南话，上面咧 depend on my subject 啦，我就会讲话咧讲上上隔壁两个人就对啦。如果是听到苏格这个 show 呢，你可以 email 来跟我讲，我 email 是online@gmail.com。I think that's about it. 礼拜，我讲到礼拜 show 啊。Okay, now I'm gonna switch back to English. Next week I'm gonna talk about hopefully next week the next show. I'm gonna have my brother here hopefully. Either.Here with me in my studio, or actually be at home, actually using Skype or iChat to connect, and we're going to talk about our Halloween experience. If you're already on the website, you probably saw that I have a lot of fun for the Halloween party that we went to.But the best thing is my parents were here, so they get to enjoy every single bit of it. Also, my mom get to sew a lot of our costumes. And we're going to be talking about that with my brother and what happened and what are the funny things that happened. I'll be doing that in my next show with my brother. And I am just very certain that that show is going to be in Hokkien predominantly, because that's the language that we use. It's technically a dialect, but anyway, that's what we're going to be using the, that's the language that we're going to be using. And I guess that's part, that's, you know, I was trying to make the show a half hour, and I thought probably I'm not going to have a lot of material to talk about that. Well, a lot of material to actually take that much time to do it. But if I actually write down on a list of what I want to do, I can actually achieve that. So I guess a half hour is probably okay. I'm going to try to do it within 15 to 30 minutes, but I try not to go past 30. And when my show actually get into more into like an actual format shape, that it's still coming, it's still work in progress. So it doesn't really have a format really. I mean, I kind of sort of have an outline, but not really concrete with the whole idea. But I will also, for the sake of it being a Malaysian, an Asian podcast, I will be using, I'll be actually have a segment that's called, what is it called? Like a, my favorite Malaysian word. And it's a loose term. It's, you know, my favorite Malaysian word, which means it could possibly be in Mandarin. It could possibly be in, Hokkien or Cantonese or anything else. It could be Hakka or any other languages that we use in Malaysia, as Chinese Malaysian use in Malaysia. So next show, I will be starting to do that. I already have a word picked out, but I'm not going to go into that because it's not so much fun when I'm doing it by myself. So I'm going to have my brother here, and we're going to talk about my favorite Malaysian word, and he'll pick his favorite Malaysian word. And that's actually favorite as in like favorite funny, not well, it could be anything, but mostly it's funny because, you know, the sound, it sounds funny, or how you use it and all that. So I think that's about it. And before I bore you to death, here is the closing music for the show. I'm going to have to like move stuff around to play that. So I hope you have fun, and hope that you will actually tune back, or not tune back, download the next show, also the number 3 show, which I already have planned on what to talk about. And so I hope you'll come back for that. And until my next show, I hope it's next week, but until my next show, take care and enjoy podcasting.